Good day, everyone. It's February the 25th. Once again, I'm a day behind. I seem to be perpetually late with the February challenge of this last week. So the question for today is, what's the craziest thing you've ever done? And the question was asked by Dave728NC. I've been thinking about this for the last few hours at work, and I think, I'm not sure whether it's crazy, brave or stupid, or it depends how you look at it, really. My life has been littered with these sort of moments where I've done things that could be either classed as crazy, stupid, or maybe brave, depending on how you look at them. And I usually tend to assess the level of stupidity afterwards. That's perhaps one of my pitfalls. But I think most of the things that I've done that could be classed as a little bit crazy were perhaps actually just a bit of fun. But when I was a child, I would do things like just cycling down hills, and we were big into mountain biking, and just cycling down hills, that I look at it now and I think I really wouldn't do that. So maybe some of that was just the danger threshold was a little bit different when I was younger. I didn't seem to be worried about things, or I just felt like I was bulletproof. But I've never broken any bones or anything like that. I think it was just the danger awareness level that needed to be tweaked a little bit when I was younger. But we used to go to a place called Chatsworth. I'm not sure if you heard of that, Chatsworth House in the Peak District, and there's a river there. And we used to spend the whole day there, jumping in and out of the river. And the river is lined with trees, and we used to climb to the very top of the trees and jump out into the river. But that was fantastic. I used to love doing that, spending the day down there in summer, jumping out of trees. And there was a little rope swing there, and we used to do crazy things like that. And as I grew up, I actually booed the other week about a thing that I thought was a little bit silly, actually, after when I look back at it. We were in Dover after going to see Ray Mears, and I was stood on a pier as the waves were crashing over it, and I was just testing out my waterproofs, but we were videoing it, and now that was a little bit irresponsible if I think back at it now. And the photographers that were there that caught me on camera, I think they secretly wanted me to be swept away to my death, because that would have made a fantastic story. But I like doing things that are a little bit crazy, perhaps. I try not to put myself in a situation where it gets dangerous. I know I saw a guy once in Scotland, and he said to me that the closer you are to death, the more you feel alive. I think that's quite a famous saying. I'm not sure who originally coined that one. But yeah, we camped up on Ben Nevis, the highest mountain in Scotland and the highest mountain in the British Isles. We camped up on there in winter, and it was minus 18, and it was blowing a gale, snow, blizzard, and the tent was bending all the way down because of the wind, and it was like touching our faces. But that felt really extreme, really great. And we do a lot of wild swimming, jumping in rivers, and yeah, so I can't really pin it down to one moment that was crazy. I tend to really enjoy things that feel a little bit dangerous, perhaps. But as I've grown up, I have retweaked my danger threshold and my danger awareness. And I do think, oh dear, when I look back at some of the things that I've done when I was younger, I think that was really irresponsible. Yeah, so I'm sorry I'm a day behind. I've just been catching up with everyone else's February booze and some regular booze as well through Downcast. But I must apologise for being a day behind. But work's been busy, and I've been too tired when I got home, and I've also been spending other time on a new website I'm working on as well. So, okay, for now that'll have to do. I'm going to just quickly maximise the Audio Boot app on the iPhone, and I'm going to pause it and stop it for now. Okay, catch you again later. I've just listened back to that boo, and you can actually hear the woodpecker in the tree just nearby. See if you can listen out to that towards the start. Goodbye.